A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Hay, Sukkah 5A, pagination page 9, but we'll start at the bottom of the facing page. So we're on Sukkah Dalet Amud Beis 4B, pagination 8, about 6 lines from the bottom. Our topic is the concept that 10 tfachim is considered a mechitza, is considered a rishus, an area of domain. And Tosfos, in the bottom Tosfos, tells us that this 10 tfachim has far-reaching consequences, if you will. Our original topic is a sukkah, that the height of a sukkah has to be 10 tfachim in order to have the living space in there for the person. And it should be a legitimate rishus. But Tosfos adds, "V'hod be'ina nami gabi Shabbos mechitza asara." The concept that by Shabbos you need a barrier of 10 tefachim high in order to make an eruv, for example, mehachal yalfinon. This is all the same concept. It's a principle that to create a new rishus requires 10 tefachim. Quick mathematics. If you do 4 inches per tefach, is 40 inches just to get our bearings over here. So the Gemara tells us, v'she'ena gevoa asara tefachim, quoting from the Mishnah, if the height of the sukkah is not 10 tefachim, it wouldn't be good. The Gemara asks, minalon, how do you know that? And the Gemara, after trying to clarify who was the author of this statement, ends up saying, 3 lines from the bottom at the end of the line, Aron Tisha Vikapores Tefach Hare Kanasara. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Aron was 9 Tfachim high in and of itself, because we know its height was an Amma and a half, and an Amma is 6 Tfachim. So an Amma and a half is 6 Tfachim plus 3 Tfachim, 9 Tfachim. And the Kapores was a tefach, the cover of the aron, called the kapores, not to be confused with the images, with the wings that was above the aron, which is called the kruvim, and not to be confused with the curtain in front of the Kodesh Kadoshim, which was called the paroches. We're referring to the kapores, which is the cover above the aron. Harekan asara. If indeed the Aron was 9 and the Kaporis was 1, then you have 10 tfachim allocated for the Aron with its cover. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'no'adti l'chasham v'dibarti itchamei al ha-kaporis, Hashem will speak to you from above the Kaporis. V'tanya, and we learnt, we have a tradition, Rabbi Yossi Yom Me'olam L'yod Shechina L'mata, that the Shechina, this special divine presence that would communicate, never went lower than 10 tfachim to the ground. As the Pasuk says, Hashamayim Shamayim LaHashem, the heavens are to Hashem, V'ha'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam, and the earth is given to mankind. So 10 tfachim is already the cutoff, even though Hashem is everywhere, but Hashem's presence for this point of communication never went lower than these 10 tfachim. So let's see what it took to bring this proof. And we'll see that there's one little piece of ingredient here that's still missing, which the Gemara is going to have to clarify on today's daf. But there are actually 3 points that are working together to make our proof that 10 tfachim will create a new rishus. Number 1 ingredient was, we wanted to establish the height of the Aron, because we know that if the height of the Aron is 10 tfachim, our second point is that the communication coming from Hashem was from above the Kapores. And the third ingredient is that Hashem never went down to earth. How do you define earth? So we're saying that the first 10 tefachim is already earth, And beyond that, there's a mechitza. It's already, if you get above 10 tefachim, then you're out of the rishus. The ingredient that's missing over here is that we take for granted that the kapores is one tefach in thickness, which means in height, because it's being laid on top of the aron. And that fact has to be proven. The fact that Hashem doesn't come lower into earth, that's from Rabbi Yossi, the top line of today's daf. The fact that the aron is 9 is established fact from the pasuk in Parshas Teruma. And the fact that Hashem spoke from above the kapores, that's a pasuk. But in the height of the aron, that the kapores was a tefach, that you're doing 9 plus 1 to establish the height, which is above the kapores where Hashem spoke from, that kapores height has to be clarified. So to do that, the Gemara, midway on the small lines of Hey Yomer Aleph, the beginning of the line is Asara v'nakat bey, and then we begin Bishloma. If you just look at the smaller lines, the thinner lines, you're midway in height and midway on the line. Bishloma aron tisha d'chsiv. I understand the aron is 9, because the pasuk says Vasu aron atzei shitim. You should make the aron, and it gives the dimensions, which conclude with the words Va'ama v'chetzi komaso, an amma and a half is its height. El kaporis tefach minalon, but how do you know that the kaporis is one tefach? So we answered the Tani Rabbi Chanina, kol hakelim shasa Moshe nosna b'hen Torah midas arkon umidas rachvan umidas komason. All kelim in the Mishkan were given dimensions in the pasuk kaporis midas arkon midas rachvan nosna. For the kapodas, we were given dimensions in width and in length. Midas komoso lo nitna. But its height, or thickness, was not given. Tseyu lemad mipachos shebekelim. We learn it out from the smallest of vessels. Shenemar, the pasuk says, V'yasisa lo miskeras tofach saviv. You should make a fence, an ornamental part to the shulchan, and it's going to be tofach, one tefach. Ma lahalon tefach, afkan tefach. So it's going to also be, over here, a tefach. And the message would seem to be that if the Torah doesn't give you a dimension, and you know there's got to be a dimension, so then it knows what you're going to do. You're going to go to the smallest reasonable dimension, and you're going to come up that that's the dimension. So on the first wide line, we're told, tafasta mua tafasta, you take the smallest dimension, you can't go to the biggest thing and say, well, maybe the kapodes should be like that. You take the smallest thing because that's the thing that no one can argue about. It's at least that thickness, and that's the number that the Torah meant. Now, there would be possibly other things to learn from. V'nelef mitzitz, for example, why don't you learn from the tzitz? Tetanya, tzitz doma kimin tes shal zaha v'rochav beizetz ba'os. It's 2 fingers, instead of a tefach, which is larger than that. U'mukav mi'ozen la'ozen, it goes from ear to ear of the Kohen Gadol. V'kosav alav, and it says on it, beiz shitin yud hei milmaila, v'kodesh lamid milmata. We know that the tzitz said kodesh lahashem, and we're told it was on 2 different lines. Yud Hey, Hashem's name, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is Milmaila on the top. The Kodesh Lamid Milmata. And the Kodesh with the Lamid of Kodesh La, without doing the Hashem, is on the bottom. We'll have to discuss in a moment how that worked. From Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yossi says, on the contrary, Ani re'isiv b'romi v'kosav alav kodesh l'Hashem v'shita achas. I saw it on 1 line. In any case, sticking to our focus first, why don't you learn it out of the tzitz, which was even thinner, smaller? Dan in kli mikli ve'in dan in kli mitachshit. The tzitz is a tachshit, it's not a kli. It's an ornament to be worn. It's not a kli, a vessel in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you don't learn out of that. The smallest of the kelim is the part that was adhered to the shulchan, called the miskeres, which was tofach saviv, one tefach. Now on this topic of tzitz, which we got into just by the way, the tzitz said kodesh la Hashem, holy to Hashem. And the Gemara is bringing two different presentations of how it looked. On the one hand, we're being told it looked like the Hashem is on top, and the Kodesh La is on the bottom. Tosfos objects and says, that's not the way we read things. We don't read things from the bottom up, so that while we respect the fact that Hashem's name had to be on top, but if that's the way it was worn, something's odd, because we don't read from the bottom going up. So Tosfos suggests that at least it first said Kodesh La, if you were reading from right to left the way we read Hebrew, and then above it, in the next column, was Hashem's name. So if you read it like Hebrew, you would be reading Kodesh La Hashem, but the Hashem is above. We do have a statement in the Gemara, though, that we read, that says that it was Beshita Achas. It was on one line. He saw it in Rome, and assuming he was seeing a tzitz that was made by the authorized craftsman of the Beis HaMikdash, and it was captured and brought to Rome, so if he's looking at the right one, he said it's Beshita Achas, it's on one line. So one answer, perhaps, to suggest is that perhaps the tzitz was designed on a hinge, and that when you opened it to put it on, it would be a Beshita Achas, and that's presumably how it was displayed in Rome on a model or something, on a mannequin head. And he saw it, Beshita Achas, with the hinge open, and that's how it would be worn, because Tosfos objects, we don't read like that. But when the hinge was closed, it was designed that Hashem's name, to honor it, the Hashem, Yudke Vavke, showed up on top, and the Kodesh La was on the bottom. Yashar Koach, have a great day.